KORN News Radio Sports for this Thursday, May 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NCAA's $2.8 billion settlement plan undergoing a revision to address concerns about roster limits and also provide relief for athletes who lost their spots on teams. Under the new proposal, athletes who were cut from teams in anticipation of the settlement or had their scholarship rescinded can now return to compete for roster spots without counting against the new team limits. Those exemptions will last for as long as the athletes have eligibility. Scott Frost has received a five-year, $22 million contract upon his return to Central Florida. They'll also have it automatically extended a year if they appear in a bowl game this season. A summary of Frost's contract was obtained this week by the Associated Press through an open records request. UCF hired Frost in December after their previous head coach, Gus Malzahn, left after four seasons to become the offensive coordinator at Florida State. Frost led Central Florida to a 13-0 record in 2017 before leaving for his alma mater, Nebraska. Frost then took over Nebraska in 2018 and was fired three games into his fourth season, or his fifth season, where he went 16-31 overall. Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. hit a two-run home run yesterday. That's all the run support that the Royals would need as they beat the Chicago White Sox 2-1. San Francisco's Robbie Ray threw six innings, while Wilmer Flores had three hits. The Giants beat the Cubs 3-1. Last night, Detroit's Spencer Torkelson would hit a go-ahead double in the 10th inning as Detroit beat Colorado 8-6 in extras. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman singled twice in a bases-loaded triple. Dodgers blow out Miami 10-1. Cincinnati's T.J. Friedel hit two home runs as the Reds beat Atlanta 4-3. Yankees pinch hitter J.C. Escara came through with a sacrifice fly in the 10th, and that would be enough as the Yankees beat San Diego 4-3 in extra innings. The Phillies' Christopher Sanchez allowed just one hit in six innings as the Phillies would shut out Tampa Bay 7-0. Boston Red Sox beat Texas 6-4 behind Alex Bregman's tie-breaking two-run single. He also added a solo home run. St. Louis would get seven shutout innings from Sonny Gray. He allowed only two hits as the Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-0. Cardinals, they won five in a row. Astros defeat Milwaukee 9-1. Cleveland over Washington 8-6. Mets beat Arizona 7-1. And the Angels defeat Toronto last night 5-4. The Angels' Jorge Soler would line a double into the left field corner with the bases loaded to drive in three runs in the ninth inning. Coming up later on today, Mitchell Girls Golf competing at the Huron Invite. And that starts this morning at 10 o'clock at Broadland Creek Golf Course. Plus later this afternoon, Mitchell Track and Field competing in Yeanton. That will start at noon. With the look at your KORN News Radio Sports, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.